truth is stranger than fiction. This is the proof. This is Ripley's Believe It or Not.
The goblet used by the Sultan of Fumban in Equatorial Africa was made from a gruesome substance indeed. For some strange reason, he had it made from the skull of his bitterest enemy, Believe It or Not. In a moment, I'll tell you about a man who believed it was never too late to learn. Bishop Richard Cumberland of Peterborough, England, learned a new language in the year 1716 when he was 85 years old. The printer had given him an advance copy of the New Testament, which was translated into Coptic, a late form of ancient Egyptian. In order to read the new edition, Bishop Cumberland mastered Coptic within a year. He never regretted this great mental effort, although he died 2 years after his crowning achievement, Believe It or Not.